The U.S. will take in close to 70,000 refugees this year from across the globe. Being a refugee isn't easy, leaving behind friends, family, and often careers, too. For highly educated refugees like doctors, engineers, and lawyers, settling in the U.S. generally means starting over. But a program in Boise, Idaho, is helping refugees find jobs more suited to their backgrounds. The World's Jason Margolis has our story.
A decade ago, Marwan Sweidan was performing surgeries in Iraq. His family was working with coalition forces and became targets.
My dad got captured, kidnapped, tortured, and got killed.
Sweidan applied for refugee status and was later relocated to San Jose, California.
Being a refugee is not something you plan for. Like, you don't wake up in the mornings like, I'm going to go and be a refugee today. No, it's just happened. It was a cultural shock to me coming to the United States, and I didn't understand what's going on, and everything was like collapsing around me. My world was collapsing. So the first job and the only job I found at that time was selling hot dog in a hot dog tray in a mall, Santana on San Jose. It was a fun job, to be honest. I learned a lot.
I met the 37-year-old at a fundraiser for the group Global Talent Idaho, or GTI. Tara Wolfson co-founded the nonprofit 2 years ago when she was working with a refugee resettlement agency and often saw people's talent, education, and expertise not being used.
I just decided that I couldn't look in the mirror any longer if I knew that a doctor was mopping floors or an engineer was working on an assembly line, picking raw meat off of it.
She says refugee resettlement programs in the U.S. aren't designed to help people land professional jobs.
The goal of the refugee resettlement system is early self-sufficiency, and that is the first job you can get as quick as possible.
In 2 years, GTI has placed about 125 refugees and immigrants into higher skilled work. On average, they're now earning $26,000 more. And all of those higher salaries have pumped about $1 million into the local economy. The GTI program helps refugees improve their English, polish their resumes, and do mock interviews. Gina Finley with GTI says many refugees simply don't know how to market themselves here.
Probably one of the most common mistakes out the gate of an interview is in the U.S. The most common first question is, so tell me about yourself. And oftentimes in other countries, that means tell me about you personally. Tell me about your family and how your family is.
Marwan Sweidan, the surgeon from Iraq, was making those mistakes before GTI honed his skills.
They make your experience into a good story that the employer will be interested to see you in person.
What were you doing wrong in your interviewing? I mean, you seem like a very nice, normal, sociable person.
Let me tell you something. I learned the term overqualified in the United States because you put everything in the resume.
Employers were understandably confused why a surgeon was applying to deliver pizzas. Once GTI stepped in, Sweidan got hired as an infection prevention specialist, keeping operating rooms clean. He's back in a hospital, but it's a long way from performing surgery.
So I think I'm using my experience, but not to full capacity.
Make decent money?
Oh, yeah. I'm making a good living. I actually purchased my first house here in the United States. Yeah.
But you'd be making better living as a surgeon.
Oh, definitely.
A few other cities also have programs like Global Talent Idaho. They can help highly skilled refugees get back on their feet, but not all the way back. Bill Kerr at Harvard's Business School says certain occupations come with barriers to entry.
So law and medicine are places that, if you're coming to the United States from abroad, it can be very difficult to enter into some of those professions due to the bar exams and the licensing boards and all that come in with that. So occupational licensing can be quite common, even to become a hairdresser or a barber.
To become a licensed physician in the United States, Marwan Sweidan would need to study for and pass 3 highly rigorous and expensive board exams. Then he'd need to get accepted into a residency program competing against recent medical school graduates. If he works like mad and all goes smoothly, it could take him 4 to 5 years to get back to where he left off in Iraq, working as a doctor. He says, don't count him out.
I'll never let go of that dream, you know. I work hard for my degree in Iraq, and I'm going to work hard again, but eventually I'm going to make it.
For The World, Jason Margolis, Boise, Idaho.